Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is the 8-year anniversary of the morning show with Sean and RJ. When it launched, it was called New School. Mm-hmm. Was Sean and RJ, or was it just New School?
I don't know.
And Jasmine was on that. Ben and I worked with Jasmine for about 9 months, 10 months, something like that. They were celebrating their 8-year anniversary today, and it was absolute gold, Kevin.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of clips that they played, and I said, Troy, send me over an email. There's some things I know that I want to hear, but there's a few things that I had in my mind, and there's a couple that I forgot about, some they had even forgotten about. So let's start off. I think we need to start off. To me, one of my favorite things is the Sean and RJ fight regarding the counting numbers.
It's just reliving
the greatness of that. I think it's a good way to start it off. This is Sean and RJ discussing which quarterback is more overrated than the other.
All right, Autoflex Easing Fantex. Ryan or Roethlisberger, who's more overrated?
It's a great question.
Neither one's like necessarily overrated. Matt Ryan's not overrated. Ben Roethlisberger's not overrated. Neither one of them are necessarily overrated. It's just who's better. Matt Ryan, outside of
Ben Roethlisberger, going to come up on this Fantex better. I'm just telling you.
You got your top three: Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, and then it's Matt. That's the next best quarterback in the league.
Ben.
It ain't Matt. It's Ben by the counting numbers, maybe. You know, if you just want to go old school, that's not how the game is anymore.
Look, RJ, I'm not going to keep fighting you. I watch the damn games. I watch more football than you do, so I don't really want to hear
it. It's impossible.
I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Tell me what I do and what I don't.
Well, don't
do.
Tell me. I watch the damn games. You're reading freaking stats.
I'm at a sports bar watching these games.
You're looking at formulas that you don't understand. So don't tell me about what I see and what I don't.
Don't tell me to watch the games. I'm watching.
You're not watching more than I am. You're not
it's physically impossible for you to be gone for 3 hours and not.
Okay, we'll go through your schedule in the commercial break, because I can tell you what you did on the Sundays.
Tell you what you did.
So the thing that got Sean triggered is the concept that Choppy watches more football than him.
Yeah.
That was the flashpoint. Because at first he was just like, all right. And then he's like,
wait a minute. What did you say?
I go home and still watch more.
I choose the topics on this show. I watch it.
Man, that was great. Now, think about how far that show has come, though. Because it's, you know, Ben and I are lucky. We've known each other since we were 12. We're 23 now.
Yeah.
And so we've known each other before we were even thinking that a radio show was going to be a thing. Sean and RJ are two guys that were thrown together from different markets. You know what I'm saying? I mean, RJ had been here, but RJ's not from here.
Yeah.
Sean had worked in different markets, and they were paired together. That can be difficult.
Oh, my God.
So if they had had that argument in their first year of existence, one of them would have killed the other one.
Right.
And it would have been Sean killing RJ because RJ simply doesn't care.
But, dude, they've overcome that to be paired together. And, you know,
they've done an amazing job.
It's a really
the ratings those guys get, it's dumbfounding. They are crushing it. So proud of those dudes and phenomenal teammates.
And I'll say this, like when I'm around driving around listening, I the dynamic of how different they are and what drives each other crazy and Roy in the mix and what they do, I find it really entertaining.
Well, too. And I also think it's also a testament to them because they're both heavy drinkers.
Yep. They're drinking right now.
And this is a clip of Sean from the fan flip-off from years ago. This is Sean hammered that night. And this is just great audio, though.
All right, we are live at the fan flip-off. I'm here with Sean Sharif. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Troy.
From a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at?
I'm probably at an 8.5. What do you think, Steph?
9.5 for sure. You're drooling over my boob.
What? Hang on. What? Come here, Mike. Mike just got tossed out of here. How did you get back in? Because I just saw you get escort. God damn it.
Now, Sean, let me get back to you. Apparently, you cannot complete a sentence tonight. Why is that?
That is a true stat, fact, comma, semicolon, not accurate, period, parentheses.
Oh, what in the world. That is amazing.
Going on.
That's better than the drunk Bassick audio. That is so good.
I don't know.
Even
we only have 10 more minutes of radio, and then we can really get drunk.
Hold on. But think about how amazing that was. Even when Sean is at his drunkest, he will take over the segment and start running it like the quarterback. He immediately took it to Mike, who had just gotten thrown out. Just gold. Absolute gold.
God damn it.
Now, weirdly, at training camp, so sometimes celebrities go out to watch the Cowboys. Denzel Washington, it's Chris Paul. Well, we've seen tons of guys. You never know who it'll be.
All those guys.
Sean and RJ's bucket list guy to meet was a guy from Young and the Restless.
What?
His name was Victor Newman.
What?
I mean, he's literally an old man. I don't want to put an age on him because I don't think you can put an age on him. He's got to be four digits.
Is it the character he plays on television, Holger?
Kind of. He's more of a womanizer.
Oh, Holger. He's a Holger doctor or something?
Nah, he's more of a womanizer, though. He's a romance guy.
Oh. Okay.
And here is them.
Thank you, Sean.
Talking to Victor Newman and geeking out so hard. And they're laughing so much and not even really interviewing the guy.
Your faces never age. I grew up on, I can name the order of the soap operas. I can name all the actors. Yeah. Victoria looks the same. Nick looks the same. All
double shot of tequila every day.
Dulce Vita tequila. Victor Newman out here, 105.3 The Fan. Victor Newman, day made, month made, training camp made. This is our first day out here. It's over. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and good luck to the Dallas Cowboys, and hello to all the fans in Dallas, and right on.
Oh, and just say hi, Mom, real quick.
Hi, Mom.
That's it.
Well, you're not my mom, are you?
No. My mom.
But you want to be?
Oh, my God.
I can arrange that.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much, man. You're freaking
appreciate
awesome.
It. Thanks
that
so
was
much.
Awesome. Thank That's you so good much. Stuff, enjoy.
I don't understand what prompted that laugh.
Yeah, just please, just isolate that laugh.
Was that? We? Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Keep in mind what prompted this laugh. Was a very weird Victor Newman suggestion that they do some sort of role playing that entails Victor Newman being Sean's mom.
Yes.
Well, Sean, perhaps I could be your mother, or you could be my mother, Sean.
That is crazy. That sounds like a guy falling down stairs or something. I don't know what
Sean,
that is.
Sean, perhaps laugh hysterically if you'd like me to wear your mother's clothing and suffocate you with a pillow in the middle of the night.
Yes!
Yes, that's my fantasy too.
Remember that time Victor Newman made Sean wear a shock collar? Or was that something else?
That was RJ, different.
Yeah, that was great.
Now, this one is one David admitted this morning they forgot about this, and I did too. You remember Drunk Roy?
Yeah.
Cowboys camp, right?
Cowboys camp to the media, Jerry Jones media party. They got lucky, and it was their week to go. And Roy was hammered on the beach. I don't know if he's on the beach, but I just remember videos. He lost his phone. They're in the rental car, and he puked. And apparently he puked. Apparently he got on Tim Collins, our assistant program director.
Oh, really? Here.
Yeah, and I didn't necessarily know those details. But there's the audio of this. You're going to hear Roy lose it. Okay, you're going to hear Roy lose his lunch. But listen to Sean after he pukes. Listen, this is amazing.
You want some water, man?
God. That is the worst sound.
Damn, son. You all right?
They're
damn, son.
They're cruising on the PCH, son. Listening. They're cruising on the PCH, listening to "Holiday" by Green Day.
Damn, son.
Damn, son.
RJ's driving because RJ won't drink sometimes. I think RJ's driving. I think, or maybe it was Tim driving. I'm not sure, but a little bit of that got on Tim. Let's just do it again.
Whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh. You want some water, man?
Oh, God.
Damn, son. You all right?
Hold on.
Damn, son.
I would think that we have, it's like bro code, but it's show code. Like, we have each other's backs, right?
Yeah.
Like, if one of us is puking, I couldn't see us rolling video and audio.
I'd be okay with it.
But we would never do that, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm
glad they did.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be okay with it if it was me, but, I'd respect the other guy's wishes.
Well, here's what I can't get past. Roy's going to be on the air in like 4 hours after this, isn't he? Right? Because that party's on a Friday night.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, that is shocking.
What a night.
That sounds like Dwayne Wade trying to land on a table and not making it.
Those are just some of the good times. Let's go ahead.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.